An international team of explorers recently completed a 700-mile journey from the Arctic Ocean to Eagle. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Winds were howling on February 28th when the three explorers set down on Herschel Island, just off the coast of Yukon Territory, about 50 miles east of the U.S.-Canada border. A breathless videographer announced their arrival after they flew in from Inuvik, Northwest Territories.
Well, here they are, Tim Oakley, Wayne Hall, Graham Burke, out here on Herschel Island.
Oakley, Burke, and Hall had already been on the trail for 8 days. After a 24-hour layover on the island, they set out for the return trip to Eagle on the route Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen took in 1905, after he'd navigated the Northwest Passage, the first recorded transit of the icy route along Canada's northern coast. Amundsen went to Eagle because it was the closest telegraph station, and Oakley says he wanted to get the word out about his historic voyage.
So he wanted to tell the world that he'd done it, and he made a 700-mile sledging journey from Herschel Island to Eagle.
Oakley was born in Canada and grew up in the United Kingdom, and he's a fellow with the Royal Geographical Society. He says the organization supported the expedition in part as a learning opportunity for students in Alaska, Canada, Norway, and the UK, who were able to monitor his journey through a blog he posted to the project website titled In Amundsen's Footsteps.
The educational program is to highlight the fragility in the Arctic regions and climatically what is happening up there.
Oakley says this wasn't a scientific expedition, but rather a journey that might offer a snapshot of changes underway in the region. For example, he says Amundsen traveled over the frozen Yukon River when he set out in October 1905, which might not be possible today.
Last year, the river didn't freeze up at Eagle until about mid-December.
Oakley says the warming climate probably led to the early breakup and overflow of the Firth River in far northern Yukon Territory. The backing up river soaked the three mushers and their dogs on the second day of the journey, and they spent a miserable 48 hours waiting for winds to die down.
I think for all of us, the Firth was the most difficult part of the whole expedition. It was extreme.
Burke says Hall's savvy helped the team survive the ordeal.
I don't know that we would have got through without Wayne's skills.
Oakley says his team had been trying to maintain the same time frame as Amundsen's expedition, but he says they picked up the pace near the end of the journey as they were approaching Eagle.
The weather started to get warmer and warmer, and the snow conditions were becoming difficult, and running dogs in hot weather is not particularly desirable.
Oakley and Burke say the huskies Hall raised at his home in Eagle deserve most of the credit for the successful expedition. He says they also appreciate support from others who run or race dogs.
I think the heroes of this, as Graham has pointed out, is the dogs. They are exceptional dogs, and I think we were very lucky that we had a lot of mushers from the Yukon Quest and from the Iditarod who were following us.
Burke, who's worked with dogs in his native New Zealand, says the team's respect for animals shows another important difference between the two expeditions.
Back in Amundsen's days, the dogs were an expendable commodity, if you like.
Burke says all 22 huskies returned home safely, and he says one even gained a few pounds out on the trail. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.